Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy hump day. Steve Miggs, you're the only one in the studio, besides Danny and myself, that has not been to a concert on a weeknight this week.
No, I have not. You went to the Pixie show last night.
I sure did.
How awesome was it?
It was so fantastic.
And so they did two nights.
Two nights, yeah. So Monday they performed two albums in their entirety, and then last night was more of like a greatest hits with some, you know, material off their new album sprinkled in. But it was so fantastic.
So you made the right choice. As opposed to going to check out the albums maybe you're not too familiar with, you went with the greatest hits of the
greatest
Pixies.
I mean, they're two really good albums, but they weren't my favorite Pixies albums. So they played some bangers last night.
Did I was Where's fired. My Mind?
Of course.
That was my question, Steve. I was like, did they do the Fight Club song? How about, was it, This Monkey's Gone to Heaven?
Oh, yeah.
What about Debaser?
They played Debaser. Wave of Mutilation, all the hits. It was really good.
What time did it end?
Like 10:30.
Okay, so they respect the older folks.
And honestly, we were the older folks. I felt like I was among the youngsters of the crowd, but everybody was seated. There was no pit opened up. There were like six people standing.
Oh, the times have changed. The people who were standing were using their walkers, of course,
they
right?
Were.
Or their children were holding them up.
Oh my gosh!
Anybody flashing their boobs?
No, on people's shoulders? No bras on stage.
No, none of that rock star stuff.
God, but I mean, as far as like ending a show at a decent hour on a weeknight, I was pleased to be out of there by 10:30.
Nice.
And I'm, yeah, a little bit caffeinated, so okay. I should be fine.
I have faith in you.
Are you ready to inform the Rockaholics?
Let's do it.
Let's get it done.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Where is my mind?
Where is my mind?
Oh,
sorry. I get excited about the Pixies. The DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And today it's not Global Pixies Day, but it is Global Beatles Day.
A band that influenced probably every band that's ever graced this earth.
So I know you and of the three of us are the Beatles fan.
Oh my gosh,
I don't think Danny and I have ever tried to be posers and pretend to be Beatles fans.
I had an I Love the Beatles bumper sticker on my car in high school.
Look out. If you had to pick one song.
Ooh, that's tough. I always gravitate to Lady Madonna.
Lady Madonna. Rock with that
one. It's a jam.
That's a real jam. Danny, I'm sure you don't have a favorite Beatles song, right?
I mean, not that I'm aware of.
No. Here Comes the Sun, Let It Be, Something.
Nah, we're good. What about this? This one I would say is my favorite Beatles song.
Did I just get Creed rolled?
You got Creed rolled.
I mean, this is clearly John Lennon's best work.
You know what? I bet John Lennon would have loved Creed.
I bet he would love the Mariners right now, too. Woo! What a segue. The Mariners edged out the Twins 6-5 yesterday. Julio Rodriguez, a big go-ahead sacrifice fly in the ninth inning. Thankfully, they were going able to go into extra innings and win this game 6-5. The big issue was that they were up 5-0. They blew that. But, hey, who cares? They
ended up winning.
the Twins are now a 5-game losing streak, and hopefully it'll be 6-game straight after tonight because the Mariners have one more game with the Minnesota Twins. But unfortunately, no home run from Cal Raleigh.
That was going to be my next question. Yeah. Like, what's the count now? What is he at?
32. And my bad, it didn't go into extra innings. He did that in the ninth inning. Nice. Help win the game. So, yeah, my bad about that.
Let's go, Mariners.
Yes.
Martin Cove, we talked about this yesterday a bit. His role was most known for Cobra Kai and The Karate Kid, and he got kicked out of SummerCon in Puyallup after he bit his co-star, Alicia Hannah Kim. Well, she is not going to press charges against him. It was just a really weird situation, and like she was trying to play it off as like, oh, we were just playing around, but there was nothing funny about it.
What a weird thing for her to be, I mean, just in the middle of. You got this wacky old man just biting on you and trying to say, hey, I was doing it for fun, but I'm sorry.
I mean, they definitely did have the cops come, and he did have security escort him out, but she is not going to press charges.
So. Yeah.
I mean, would you have pressed charges? If I bit you really hard, would you press charges?
I don't know. Let's do it, and let's see what happens. Hey, as far as whether we're hitting a high of 69 degrees.
Nice.
The DMV is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
There's a baseball player who has become America's favorite, and it has nothing to do with his playing abilities whatsoever.
I wish he was a Seattle Mariner.
It's all because of his juvenile name. We're going to tell you about it at 6:20.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The New York Mets have signed themselves a new pitcher, and his name is Richard Lovelady. But he prefers to go by his nickname, which is Dickie.
Which I saw that. I was like, this is either an Onion article or this is quite possibly the greatest baseball player of all time.
I mean, I kind of love the fact that he just leaned into his name a little bit, you know?
I mean, it sounds like a guy who has a good sense of humor.
Totally.
Yeah.
So the announcers yesterday during the Mets game, Gary Cohen, Keith Hernandez, and Ron Darling were discussing his name, and it's just hilarious.
It's great just listening to these guys because, once again, there is a baseball game going on, but for a good minute and a half, all they're talking about is Richard, what's his name again?
Dickie. Lovelady. Richard
Lovelady. Dickie Lovelady. Okay, here we go.
Okay, so there was a controversy yesterday. Maybe controversy is too strong a word, but a misunderstanding. All of Richard Lovelady's friends call him Dickie.
Okay.
So when the Mets signed him and brought him to the big leagues yesterday, he consulted with the media relations staff, and they asked him, do you want to be known as Richard or Dickie? fly ball out to center off the bat of Albies. And
that's the forever will be my favorite thing. You're telling a story and every once in a while it's interrupted by the baseball game that you're there to do play-by-play. Oh, yeah, fly ball to center.
McNeil runs it down. And so he said, well, everybody calls me Dickie. Call me Dickie. And so the Mets put out a press release saying they'd signed Dickie Lovelady.
Right.
And then there was a response online about the idea of Dickie Lovelady coming to the Mets. And Richard was not anticipating that kind of reaction.
Really?
So he went back to the media relations deck.
So what, do you think people were like offended by it? Or were people demanding Dickie to be on the back of his jersey?
Oh, I don't even know.
Well, Lovelady is pretty awesome also on the back of your jersey.
I like both of them. Yes. I would put the whole thing.
Back to the media relations deck and said, you guys can call me Dickie, but for professional, for informational purposes, I'm just still going to be Richard. So when you come across him in the hallway, you can say, hi, Dickie.
Okay.
But for our purposes, it's Richard Lovelady.
I'm going to play it safe. Call him Richard.
That was a nice slide by Lovelady in 22.
I mean, Richard Tyler Lovelady sounds like a great Southern writer.
Hey.
What?
Okay, Richard Lovelady might sound like that, but Dickie Lovelady sounds like a great...
Wow, wow, wow.
Pretty much, yes. It's so crazy.
Dickie Lovelady, stepping up to the mound.
Number 69. Actually, I think he's like number 49 or something like that, and some people were like campaigning for him to change to number 69.
Oh, no.
Because the juveniles out there want to have a Lovelady 69 jersey.
If we can take it too far, we will.
Yeah. Well, it's like that one WNBA player. I mean, do you know her, right?
Which one?
Taco Love Dude.
Oh, God.
I'm kidding. Although I would buy that jersey, too.
I love this nickname. Okay, so you go, I mean, your main nickname for your whole life has been Migs, but
yes.
Have you had any other, like, random nicknames in your life?
Well, in college, for a minute, they called me Puddles.
Why was that? Do I even want to know?
It wasn't anything awful. I would just, there was a brief period of time where I would get very, very wasted, and I would almost just kind of like, a puddle on the ground.
Oh, no.
Because I couldn't move. I got them drunk. I can't go anywhere.
Oh, wow.
Now, you've had Tarantula.
Tarantula.
That's your alter ego when you're, like, drunk and out there.
Specifically tequila drunk. Like, way too tequila drunk. That's Tarantula comes
right
out to play.
That's the person who leaves, like, a club in Capitol Hill and tries to walk home to Arlington.
She might flip a table. She is a loose cannon.
Danny, we have never been with her when she's flipped the table.
Oh, no. No.
So, tequila.
Tequila.
Okay, mental note when we go to Austin. Shots of tequila on me. I want to see you flip a table.
Full on Tarantula mode. Yeah, that was a college one. But there was, you know, T-Dog was always a big one. T-Money.
Now, Danny, I know Danny V, but that's like Migs. That's just a shortened version of your own name.
Sure.
Did you have any nicknames?
When I was growing up, everyone called me Sonny.
Sonny?
Yeah, but S-O-N-N-Y, not S-U-N-N-Y, which I never really understood why there was a distinction, but there really was.
Well, Sonny, like, I could see, like, your grandpa maybe would have called you that. Hey, get over here, Sonny.
I think he's the one it went to my entire family. And, some of my uncles still call me Sonny to this day.
Huh.
But it was just never, like, it never stuck for me. Like, I never really, like, liked it that much. But that's what it was. It was Sonny.
It's no Dickie Lovelady.
I know, right?
I don't think any of us can ever say we have a better nickname than Dickie Lovelady.
Do you think there's a rockaholic out there that has a better nickname than Dickie Lovelady?
You know, no. I don't know if we can top Dickie Lovelady.
I don't think we can, but we would love to hear the backstory behind your nickname. So call now and tell us about it. 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Mix Show.
206-803-ROCK is our number, and we want to know, what is the backstory behind your nickname? It could be good, it could be bad, it could be hilarious, but what is that nickname that you just will never be able to live down? Call now, 206-803-ROCK, and we will take your calls after Billy Idol. What is the backstory behind your nickname? Maybe it's a good one, maybe it's a bad one, maybe it's a weird one, but what is that nickname that you just can't live down? 206-803-ROCK. Aaron, you're on I-5 headed to Bremerton. What is the backstory behind your nickname?
Good morning, guys.
What's up, man?
My last job, there was another individual named Aaron there, so they decided to come up with a nickname for me so they could kind of, you know, distinguish the two of us. My last name being Price, they decided it would be something that had to do with, money or whatnot. And in the end, they ended up settling on Cost. So I went by Cost for about 6.5 years. The funny thing, though, is that during the brainstorm session, the head of the department came up with the idea, having probably never read an Urban Dictionary in his life, to call me ATM.
Oh! Classic.
Yeah, that was good.
That makes me think of the movies Clerks too. And that's when I first understood what ATM actually meant, besides the kind of ATMs that we get money out of.
For sure.
And I was like, whoa.
Don't Google that.
No. Or do and get a good chuckle out of it.
206-803-ROCK. Chris from Smoky Point, what is the backstory behind your nickname?
So my nickname from a young age has always been Pecker. So... I know.
That sounds like a nickname from like one of those 80s, like, you know, yeah. Like coming of age teen films where there's like that one guy, Pecker. You don't want to hang out with him.
So mine's because of my last name, because my last name is Pecoraro.
Oh.
So it just started from there. And I've heard everything from Pecker, Peckerhead, Peck, everything. And it followed me into my military career as well.
So of all the creative nicknames, which one is Pecker your favorite of them all, or Peckerhead?
Probably just Pecker. But yeah. It would just happen to be like that.
Yeah. Well, it's like, what is it, Michael Dixon from the Seahawks? I remember none of us ever thought of him having a nickname until Coach Mike McDonald kept referring to him as Dicko.
Dicko.
And I was like, that is so hilarious. But then we interviewed one of the Seahawks players, and he was like, yeah, it's not that big of a deal. It's just a nickname. I was like... No, Dicko is just a very interesting nickname.
I enjoy saying it.
Yeah. We got some text messages at 206-803-ROCK. One person says, my nickname, Speed Bump. It's all because of in middle school at a track meet, I tripped and took out 3 other runners.
Oh.
My old high school friends still make fun of me for that one.
I mean, that's a tough one to live down for sure.
That's a creative nickname, though, Speed Bump.
Speed Bump.
Another person said, my nickname is Bubbles because I was trying to impress a girl at a pool party and I was farting underwater loud enough for everyone to hear.
Oh, no. That's a bad time for flatulence.
I think that's how he was trying to impress the girl, though.
Like, listen to this. Blah, 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 blah.
Did that impress you?
Probably not.
Maybe the drunk version of you.
Oh, my God. Tarantula would have loved it.
Now, you told me that, you didn't tell me what the nickname is, but you said that your pops has a nickname.
Yes, the National Treasure. My nickname for my dad is the National Treasure, but in college, he developed the nickname Crazy.
Okay.
So all his friends to this day call him Crazy or Craze. But then the best part is my dad has never really fessed up to me why that nickname.
So you don't know the backstory?
No. His story that he tells me is, because I reminded them of this other guy that they called Crazy. And I'm like, do I look like I'm believing this right now? Because I don't. And I've heard little stories about my dad over the years, but I...
Dad, you didn't bring an idiot into this world.
There's so much gray area. There's so much I don't know. But yeah, Crazy is my dad. 206-803-ROCK. What is the backstory behind your nickname, Jeff from Seattle? What is it?
It's not necessarily one nickname that I have, but it's the many nickname that I have received from my last name.
Okay.
My last name is Ed.
Just E-D.
Two D's. Double D.
Nice.
Special Ed, Mr. Ed, the Talking Horse, Double D.
Do you have a favorite?
Oh, man. Jefe. My first name is Jeff.
Jeff, what is the backstory behind? Is that a shortened thing? Like, you know how sometimes people shorten their name when they come from another country? And,
sure.
And then eventually that just kind of becomes their last name. Is Ed short for something? Or I don't know. Like,
I'm going to ask that.
Ed with two D's.
I've never met any other Eds before, but I don't know the backstory. We're just the Eds.
Oh, okay. They never bothered to ask. Like, Mom, Dad, why are we just Ed?
Why are we the Eds?
With two D's. Like, I don't know if it's like a nationality that's behind.
I don't know. I've never heard the last name Ed until right now.
It's awesome.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to beat... Puddles, also known as Steve Miggs. He has a record of 210 wins, 64 losses, and 48 ties in 2025.
If I bring back Puddles, you're definitely winning. Because Puddles can't even speak.
206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Miggs at 650.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.